It's in.
Okay. 那由我为大家读。
I will read it for us.
马太福音四章十七节，从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网。他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来，跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。从那里往前走，又看见弟兄二人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰，同他们的父亲西比泰在船上捕网。耶稣就招呼他们，他们立刻舍了船，别了父亲，跟从了耶稣。马太福音第九章第三十六节，他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说：“要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。”我们请满昌为介绍一下我们的林牧师。
I'd like to ask Elder Mansang to come and introduce Pastor Lin.
我们很高兴林牧师能够来到我们中间。
You're very happy.
今天早上给我们在主日崇拜传讲信息。
I'm very happy that Pastor Lin can come and be with us today and share a message with us.
刚才这个保罗牧师也祷告，就是说我们这次是邀请他来访问我们教会，是因为我们邀请他就是来作为这个我们教会这个过渡期间带领牧师的一个候选人。
As Pastor Paul mentioned in his prayer, we've invited Pastor Lin today to consider the possibility of his becoming an interim pastor at our church.
昨天早上他和我们教会的同工还有这个巡牧委员会有一个分享和这个和在一起一个 interview。
Yesterday morning he had a time with the co-workers and elders and deacons of our church, basically an interview time.
今天早上就是在九点四十五到这个十点四十五，他也借用这个时间，就把他原来在礼拜五要准备的信息呢，给我们这一些同工有一些分享。
And this morning at 9:45, he shared with us the message that he was originally going to share on Friday.
这个多年的牧会经验。
Pastor Lin has many years of pastoral experience.
他是在台湾这个华神这个神学院毕业。
And he's a graduate of China Evangelical Seminary.
他和这个我们这个张他是这个同学 classmate.
And he was actually a classmate of mine.
我们以前都不知道。
We didn't know that before.
所以他在台湾加起来大概有二十多年的牧会经验，33年。
So he has 33 years of pastoral experience.
其中一个教会他有十四年，还有两个教会他有八年。
At one of those churches for 14 years, and the two of them for 8 years each.
对，然后他也到了美国大概有七八年的这个，就在不同教会也有服侍的经验。对。
And he's had roughly 7 or 8 years of living here in the United States and doing pastoral ministry.
对，当时听到我们教会在就是有这个需要的时候，他就主动的要求来，就是看是不是能够来我们教会来帮助我们教会。
So when he heard of the need that our church has, he took the initiative to contact us about possibly helping to meet that need.
所以我们教会巡牧委会就决定来邀请他来我们大家借过这段时间，让我们能够和我们弟兄姐妹有一点就是共同来够看是不是我们就是有这种需要，就是我们是不是更加适合他来到我们教会。
So our pastoral search committee decided to invite him to come to the church and have a time together with the brothers and sisters where we could get to know him.
所以就借着就是这个周末希望就是大家通过这个听他的讲道，如果还有一些不了解的话，可以就是说在聚会以后也可以和这个林牧师你可以有问题可以继续来问他。
So we hope that this message today will help us to better understand Pastor Lin. If there are things that you don't understand, would like to know more about, you can certainly feel free to talk with him after the service. So thank you again, Pastor Lin, for coming today, and we'd like to give the time now to you.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
感谢亲爱的主，差遣你的仆人来到这里。
We thank you, Lord, for sending your servant here.
我愿将我一生放在祭坛上。
I put my life onto your altar.
让我一生跟随你，服侍你。
To follow and serve you for my whole life.
直到被你接回到天家。
Until you take me home.
愿你借着你卑微的仆人的口。
Please speak through your humble servant.
释放今天的信息。
And bring out today's message.
让这个生命的粮喂养我们弟兄姐妹的需要。
And may the bread of life meet the needs of our brothers and sisters.
这样祷告感谢奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主差遣我来到这里。
Thank you. Thank the Lord for sending me here to be with you.
我跟那个他有十三年没见面。
For 13 years, we've not seen each other.
我们是同班同学。
But we were in the same class at Huashan.
所以很感谢主他。帮我翻译。
And so I'm very thankful that John can help me translate.
我觉得怪怪的。
Feels a little strange.
好，那个我们董长老给我一个题目是说，关于基督门徒的薪火相传这个题目。
So I was given the topic today of sharing about passing the torch as disciples.
我们一起来背这个。圣经读圣圣经来，对。
Let's read this together.
来，请。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得以一样。”你看啊，这个是一个象征，不是说每一次你来教会都带个火把，不是这个。
Okay, here you can see this is obviously a symbol. You don't need to bring a torch with you to church.
等一等，我会把这个意思啊在讲台上说明。
But this is the idea that I want to communicate today.
我在这个 Columbus 看到有一个教会。
In Columbus, I saw a church.
它是一个很小的礼拜堂。
A very small church.
就是像我们这个这么大。
Maybe as big as our church here.
旁边又盖了一块很大的礼拜堂。
And next to it was a huge worship sanctuary.
他们是从八个人开始。
And they started with only 8 people.
现在他一个礼拜天有四堂。
Today, they have 4 services every Sunday.
可是我也看到有的教会。
But I also have seen churches.
从300人剩下20几个人。
From 300 members, have only 20 members left.
我想给我们北美的华人教会一个很好的学习。
And this is something that we can learn from as the Chinese church here in North America.
问题在哪里？
Where is the problem?
第一个就是你的门徒没有薪火相传。
Well,obviously, first of all, the disciples have not passed on the torch.
你看在北美，尤其在我们这个小镇哈。
Especially here in North America and here in this small town of Ithaca.
流动性非常的大。
There's a high rate of mobility.
很多弟兄姊妹要找工作，他必须离开原来的教会。
In order to find work, many brothers and sisters who are here at the church have to leave and go elsewhere.
所以我们就要不断的传福音。
So we have to continually share the gospel.
不断的有新的弟兄姐妹进到教会来
，and continually your new brothers and sisters come in。
这个就是门徒的薪火相传
，and this is part of the passing on the torch as disciples。
还有这个教会属灵领袖的薪火相传
，and there's also the issue of spiritual leaders in the church passing on the torch。
教会的长老执事
，the elders and deacons in the church。
还有同工
，and the co-workers。
还有我们小组的那个 leader。
and leaders of our small groups。
第三个就是牧师传道的薪火相传。
Is the pastors and preachers to pass on the torch?
很多我去过一些很多的教会。
I've been to a lot of different churches.
老牧师在的时候，教会很兴旺。
And when a well-established pastor is there, the church is very full of life.
老牧师退休或者老的时候，那个教会突然间从两三百人，我去接的时候是八个人。
But when the pastor gets old or retires, then the numbers start to dwindle and maybe just a dozen or so are left. Moses trained Joshua for 40 years. But Joshua did not train up a leader to follow him.
So here we feel that brothers and sisters must be heart-to-heart.
So here we see the need for brothers and sisters to pass on the torch.
我在台湾有头七年做开拓工作。
in Taiwan, my first 7 years of ministry, I was doing basically pioneering type of ministry work.
然后我去接了一个南港浸信会，他是要做24年要关闭的工作。
And then I became pastor at a church that was about to close after more than 20 years of operating.
我在1990年去接光复教会啊，在台北一个教会叫光复教会。
In 1990, I took on the job as pastor of a church called the Guangfu Church in Taipei.
我站在讲台上看下去。
And when I stood in the pulpit and I looked over the audience,
我就有一个预感，十年以后这个教会会没有人。
I just had this sense that within 10 years this church will
not 教会会关闭
exist. This church will close.
所以我开始买一部车子。
So he bought a car.
到处去带小朋友。
And he began to bring kids to the church.
我们有八个儿童主日学老师。
We had eight Sunday school teachers.
但是只有八个小朋友。
But only eight kids.
哦，这个一个对一个很棒。
So this was 1-to-1 teacher-student ratio. It was great.
后来，我们的儿童主日学到了60-70个人。
But eventually it reached 60 or 70 kids.
也就是说，这八个以外，通通都是会基督徒的小孩。
Apart from the eight that were there originally, all the others had come in from non-Christian families.
然后我去带青少年。
And I led the youth group.
然后我带青年。
And I led the college youth.
所以我来到美国，为了要跟这个大学里面的这个中国学生在一起。
So I came here to the United States primarily to be able to work with the Chinese college students.
夏天带他们去游泳。
In the summer I would take them to swim.
我从那8尺高的跳台跳下来。
I jumped from 80 feet up into the water.
为了跟他们一样嘛。
To be like them, to
不要让他们觉得我是个老头子。
Didn't want them to think I was just some old guy.
保罗说，无论我做什么，我就要得到这些人的灵魂。
Paul said, whatever I have to do, I'll do in order to win these people.
然后我开始去带领夫妻信耶稣，年轻的夫妻信耶稣。
And I began to lead young couples also to believe in the Lord.
所以我们这样儿童主日学、青少年、青年，通通都有了。
So we had the children, we had the youth, and we had the young adults. Each group was represented.
我在那个教会14年。
I was there 14 years.
2004年，因为我移民来美国。
Then in 2004, because I came here to the United States.
他们欢送我的时候。
When they sent me off.
我看下去。
When I looked at the congregation.
1990年的时候，那些人只剩下10个。
In 1990, there were only 10.
那其他的都是1990年以后。到我离开之前，带领他们信耶稣的。
But the rest were all there from starting from 1990 or after.
那我来到美国，到很多教会的去讲道。
And here in America, I've preached at a lot of different churches.
很多教会每年的6月都在欢送弟兄姐妹。
Many churches come June, they're sending off a lot of brothers and sisters.
然后他们都会唱一首歌。
And they'll sing a song.
再相会。
When we meet again.
再相会，再相会，然后大家就那样哭哭啼啼。
Okay, I won't do the singing part, but anyway.
那每年同样的事情都会再来一次。
And so every year that would happen.
所以这个是，尤其像我们这种小镇，我们要不断的去传福音，这个叫做门徒的薪火相传。
So especially like in our small town of Ithaca here, we need to continually be sharing the gospel and passing on the torch.
我们主耶稣出来传道的时候，他的第一句话就是“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
So when Jesus began his ministry, the first thing he said was, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
对不起，是不是你们帮我弄比较，免得我就掉头发？谢谢。哦，这里一个很重要的一个信耶稣，昨天有弟兄问我说，受洗信耶稣有什么条件？
Yesterday, in our discussion with some of the church leaders, someone asked me, what are the requirements for baptism?
很重要就是一个人要认罪悔改。
And one of the most important is you have to acknowledge your sin and repent.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we are all sinners.
每一个人从出生，我们就是一个罪人。
From the time we're born, we are sinners.
我们要在耶稣面前承认他是为我的罪钉死十字架。
And we have to acknowledge before the Lord that Jesus, it was precisely for this that Jesus died on the cross.
我也必须承认我是个罪人。
And I need to acknowledge that I am a sinner.
我自己信耶稣的时候，啊，那个牧师说，啊，你们要信耶稣，人走到前面来。
When I believed in the Lord, the pastor said, those of you who want to believe in Jesus, come to the front.
然后牧师说，哎，你们自己开口祷告，把你的罪跟耶稣啊认罪悔改。
And then he said, you need to, each one of you, before the Lord, say your sin and confess that.
然后我就祷告说，主啊，我六岁的时候偷妈妈的钱啊。
And I remember saying, Lord Jesus, when I was 6 years old, I stole my mom.
然后我小学五年级的时候，跟我的班长是个女的摔跤打架。这个我都讲出来。
When I was in fifth grade, I fought with the class leader who was a girl.
我们就一直哭，把我一些不好的脾气、个性，啊，把我会曾经说过的谎，把我不好的行为，都在耶稣面前认罪悔改。
So as I was weeping, I was confessing all these things that I had done wrong and repenting before the Lord.
然后受洗。
And then I was baptized.
领受首次的圣灵。
And received the gift of the Holy Spirit.
那么上帝借着圣灵住在我的里面。
And God through the Holy Spirit lived in my heart.
我的灵魂活过来。
And my spirit came back to life.
有次我在去一个大学里面去讲道。
Sometimes I would go to a university to share the gospel.
我说所有没有信耶稣的人，他的灵魂是死的。
And I would say, all those who have not believed in Jesus, their spirit is in a state of death.
哦，这个完了以后，那些学生都跑来问我，哦，这样子啊，这么严重啊。
And then the students afterwards would come up and say, oh, is it that serious?
人的价值在哪里？
Where are our values?
因为我没有灵魂。
Because we don't have a spirit, a live
spirit. 人在没有遇见耶稣之前，他的灵魂是死的。
Before we know the Lord Jesus, our spirit is dead.
所以我们借受洗，那么领受首次的圣灵住在我们的里面。
So we are baptized, and when we receive the Holy Spirit to come and live in our heart.
然后我们有神的形象。
And we have God's image restored.
因为我们人本来就是按照神的形象造的。
We were created in the image of God.
我们开始，这个人开始有些改变。
And so we begin to change.
我们开始说造就人的好话。
We start to say things that edify others.
以前啊，有很多人告诉我。
Before many people told me.
说这个人啊，他是刀斧心刀子嘴，你听到没有？
This is someone who so easily like says things that offend other people.
后来我觉得不对。
And I felt like, that's not right.
他如果刀斧心，就是会刀斧嘴。
I didn't quite follow that one.
不是英文怎么翻译？我认识一个姐妹，她讲话很刻薄。
I know a sister who speaks like very harsh.
她像那个刀会伤人。
It's like a knife cutting.
她信了耶稣以后
，But after she believed in Jesus,
她开始有改变。
She began to change.
以弗所书4:23说：“因为的缘由，一句都不可出口，凡事受造就人的好话。”
In Ephesians chapter 4, it says that we should not say.Anything that is unclean, but only words that build others up.
有的人性情开始改变。
And people's temperament begins to change.
我在台湾看到很多的流氓，很多吸毒的人信耶稣。
I saw many members of kind of triads or drug addicts who believed in the Lord.
有很多的很多的人他开始有一个很大的改变。
And they began to, many of them began to have a major change in their life.
就像哥罗西书1:10所说的。
Just as it says in Galatians chapter 4.
他说你们行事为人对得起主耶稣。
That your actions need to be worthy of the Lord.
凡事讨他的喜悦。
And to please him in all things.
在一切善事上好的事情上结果是。
And in all kinds of good works to bear fruit.
然后你会渐渐的都知道神哈。
And then you will gradually begin to know God better.
所以这是一个改变。
And this is a change.
啊，这样子出去的时候就很吸引人。
And when we go out into the world, it really is very attractive.
他说，使你们无可指责，这是在腓立比书2:15-16说，使你们无可指责，诚实无垢，在这个弯曲悖谬的时代。做神没有瑕疵的儿女，显明在这个世代，好像明光照。哦，人家看到你，好像你身上有那个光哈、哦， 人都喜欢靠近你。
嗯 ，So as it says in Ephesians, that we need to become children of light, whose lives radiate in this dark world like stars, and bring others to the Lord.
啊，有一个统计哈。
There was a
一个统计，就是一个都市里面。
There's statistics, sorry.
特别是那个犯罪率很高的地方
in those high crime rate areas
当教会复兴的时候
when the church begins to revive
基督徒越多的时候
and the Christians begin to become more numerous
犯罪率就降低
then the crime rate drops
最明显的是在纽约的布鲁克林
and the most obvious example this would be in Brooklyn, New York
有一个教会叫做会幕教会
and there's a church there called the Tabernacle
那个地方原来是全美国治安最不好。
And that area, that part of the United States, was one of the worst in terms of like the crime rate and social stability.
有黑道，有吸毒的，有同性恋的。
And there were underworld gangs, and there were drug addicts, there were prostitutes.
因着那个教会的设立。
But after that church was established,
所以我们要改变这个社会。
It changed, and so we want to change society.
改变一个有家庭有问题的家庭。
We want to change the families that have problems.
就是要传福音。
And we do it by proclaiming the gospel.
新的门徒
and having new disciples.
刚刚我们的Paul牧师的祷告里面，make disciples.
As Pastor Paul was praying that we want to make disciples who make disciples.
是万民做耶稣的门徒。
Make disciples of all nations.
那这里讲到说，我们要成全圣徒，各尽其职，其职建立基督耶稣的教会。
And here it says that we want to equip the saints for the works of ministry for the building up of the body of Christ.
那么这个是在以弗所书四章十一节。
And that's in Ephesians chapter 4.
他另外一本翻译他说，目的是使上帝的子民可以为上帝工作。
Another translation says.In order that the people of God can work for God or do the works of God.
主耶稣升天的时候给我们一个大使命，其实是两件事情。
When Jesus ascended to heaven, right before he ascended to heaven, he gave his disciples the Great Commission. So actually, there's two parts to it.
他说使万民做我的门徒。
That to make disciples of all nations.
我七岁的时候去儿童主日学。
When I was seven, I went to Sunday school.
那我怎么去教会呢？
How did I go to church then?
就是有个宣教士、啊、到我们那个地方。
There was a missionary who came to our town.
每个礼拜天去带小朋友。
And every Sunday he would take the kids to church.
那个时候台湾很贫穷。
At that time, Taiwan was very poor.
哦，他说就是个有美国的巧克力不得了，我连看都没看过。
And if we saw, oh, there's American chocolate. I've never even seen that before.
我七岁的时候。凭爱心说诚实话，我是为了巧克力去参加儿童主日学。
So to speak the truth in love, when I was 7 years old, I was going to church for the chocolate.
因为那个有很多美国教会把他们那个过期的这个圣诞卡片送给我们。
And then many American churches would send their Christmas cards over to Taiwan.
所以我也为圣诞卡片去了教会。
And that was another reason I wanted to go to church.
但是我现在回想起来，真的很感谢那个宣教士。
But as I look back at it now, I also really want to thank those missionaries.
所以，我们要用各种的方法使万民做耶稣基督的门徒。
So we have to use all kinds of methods to make disciples of all nations.
那第二个就是说，耶稣说，凡我所吩咐的，都教训他们遵守。
And the other part of the Great Commission, Jesus said, and teach them to obey all that I have commanded you.
就是神的话
，which is God's word.
我们要教导他们
，so we need to teach them。
所以我们会要求要受洗的时候，会要求他上三个月的课。
So we required the new believers to take a baptism class for 3 months before they were baptized。
结婚以前也要上三个月的课。
And before getting married, they also had to take a 3-month class。
后来我又开了一个课哈。
Then I opened another, started another class。
就是没有信耶稣的人
，for non-believers。
那夫妻常常吵架。
For husbands and wives who had marital conflict.
So I opened a course called 婚后辅导
And this was called post-marriage counseling.
后来那个生小孩啊，我又开了一个 教养儿女的课。哎呀
，And then once they had kids, I also started a class for how to teach your kids.
我太太说，你为什么那么喜欢跟人家上课
？Some people would say, "Why do you like?"
这是耶稣的吩咐啊。
Well, some people would ask, "Why do you like to have so many classes?" And, but he said, "That's what Jesus commanded us."
所以弟兄姐妹，你应该来参加成人主日学。
So brothers and sisters, you should come and attend the adult
class. 应该来参加这个礼拜五的查经。
And you should join our Friday Bible study.
其实啊，在这个啊以弗所书四章十一节里面有讲到那个五种恩赐。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11, it talks about four different kinds of gifts.
我来到美国，发现一件事情。
When I came to America, I discovered something.
为什么很多教会找不到牧师？
Why is it that many churches are unable to find pastors?
为什么很多的牧师找不到教会？
And why is it that many pastors are unable to find churches?
不包括我。
Not including me.
因为第一个，他说他有使徒。
So there are, first of all, there are apostles.
但是那个使徒那个是名词
，but that's a noun.
但它的动词就是差遣嘛。
But the verb form of it is to send.
我们今天要问说，你这个牧师有没有耶稣基督的呼召和差遣
？So we need to ask first, has this pastor been called and sent by the Lord?
保罗在使徒行传十九章二十六节，他对亚基帕王这样子说。
Paul in the book of Acts said to King Agrippa.
他说我没有违背天上的意象。
I did not disobey the heavenly vision.
那个意象就是要耶稣要保罗做外邦人的使徒。
And that vision was for Paul to be the apostle to the Gentiles.
然后有先知。
And then, second, there are prophets.
我们知道新约时代教会建立以后就没有先知，因为不需要再说预言了。
We know that after the establishment of the church in the apostolic age,that there was no need then for prophets after that.
但是在哥林多前书的第十四章
But in First Corinthians, the 13th chapter,
先知讲道的恩赐
it says that the prophetic preaching,
我在台湾的门诺会进行处理过两件事情
When I was in the Taiwan Mennonite Church,
就是有人神学院毕业了
There was someone there who had graduated from seminary
到教会
and came to the church
就发现一些事情
and discovered something.
他可能满肚子学问
He had a whole belly full of knowledge.
可是就像他那么有学问、
啊、I won't bother.
可他没有办法讲道
But he wasn't able to really preach.
有一个人他把那个讲稿印好放在后面
And someone printed out the sermon manuscript and put it on the back wall.
然后弟兄姐妹每一个人拿一张。
And everyone could take a copy of it.
然后他就照着字念。
And then he would read word for word from the manuscript.
弟兄姐妹五分钟就受不了了。
And after 5 minutes, brothers and sisters had just had about as much as they could take.
他没有那个恩赐啊。
He didn't have that preaching gift.
所以哦，有先知讲道的恩赐，这是神给的，没有什么好夸口的。
So if you have that gift of prophetic preaching, that's a gift from God, no doubt about it.
像有的人他没有唱歌的恩赐。
Just like some people have a gift of singing.
但是他唱起歌来像杀猪一样。
Or don't have a gift of singing, I mean, it doesn't sound very good.
但是他告诉我说，林牧师我要独唱。
But then they still say to me, look, I want to do a solo in church.
我发现我的脸色是有点不太好看的。他没有那个恩赐。
But when they say that, my expression changes and becomes rather.
第三个有教师的恩赐。
And the third is to be a gift of teaching.
就是能够教导圣经。
To be able to teach the Bible.
我发现。
I discovered.
很多一些比较没有经验的牧师。
Many of those pastors without much experience.
或者圣经不是很下功夫的牧师
，or they haven't spent much time really studying the Bible，
没有办法问题解答
，they really have difficulty answering the questions and the problems。
有一次我要去一个教会讲道
，one time I went to a church to preach。
他说有一个半小时 A and Q。
So we had a 45 minute period of answering questions。
可是我英文不好啊。
But my English isn't that good.
所以我就一面说 这个长老 A 是什么 Q 是 A 就是 answer Q 是 answer questions.
So I wrote an email then to the church saying, what is this A and Q or Q and A? I think.
如果你跟这些学生说
But if you said to these students,
我下个礼拜再告诉你
I'll tell you next week.
他已经会回中国了
They've already gone back to China.
所以要有教导的恩赐,
so you need the gift of teaching.
第四,
and the fourth,
要有传福音的恩赐,
the preaching the gospel, the gift
要训练弟兄姐妹,
to train brothers and sisters.
怎样去传福音,
to go out and share the gospel.
怎样领人信主,
and to lead people to the Lord.
第五个恩赐就是牧师，牧这个牧那个英文shepherd的本来意思是牧羊人。
So the fifth gift would be the pastoral gift, to be a shepherd. So the word means shepherd, but it's translated pastor.
And the
NIV, for instance, says pastor. But the actual idea is to shepherd sheep. But if someone called me Shepherd Lin, that would sound a little bit weird. But if you are to pastor a church, you have to be able to take care of the needs of the brothers and sisters.
因为耶稣在约翰福音21章对彼得说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
In the Gospel of John, Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me more than these?"
彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”
And Peter said, "Lord, yes,
他说,
Lord, I love you."
他说：“你牧养我的羊。”
He said, "Then shepherd my sheep."
英文好像是 care, 对不对?
Yeah.
你照顾我的羊。
Feed my sheep, care.
那个羊就是, 灵性比较好, 这个就是老羊就对了, 老羊不一定年纪老啊, 信耶稣很久的啊, 这些。
So for the sheep that are, you know, more mature in the Lord, whether they're mature or not, we need to take care of their needs.
他说你喂养我的羊。
And he said, "You feed my sheep."
就是那些刚刚信耶稣的。
Those who have just become believers.
还有那些,
and those who are not that stable.
你知道有一种基督徒, 他是不稳定的,
you know, there's one kind of Christian that's not that stable.
他像天气一样,
it's like the weather.
晴时多云,
so if it's cloudy out. But you know, they can be very changeable, but you need to really be patient and help them grow in the Lord.
If
a pastor wants to pastor a church just himself, when I came here to the United States, I finally discovered that these five gifts I have.
他不会讲，他不会查，他很会探访。可是我们小教不可能同时请五个牧师。So
at large church they can bring in different pastors with different gifts. In a small church, you need to kind of do all of that yourself, and so learn all the gifts.
小教会就是说热心的都那几个人。
In a small church, usually there's a few brothers and sisters who are very zealous.
所以我去接这个教会的时候，我发现问题的问题是在哪里。
And so when I took over that small church, that struggling church, I quickly discovered where the problem was. There was a sister at the church who had been there.
主日学校长,
oh, she had five titles.
护理院会长,
she was head of the Sunday school.
青少年辅导,
women's group, youth group.
老人团契会长,
and the group for elderly people.
天哪，不可以这样子！
And I said, "Oh my heavens, you can't do that."
所以我就训练一些人去接他。我说你最多只能兼差一个。
So then I began to train other people to take over some of those positions.
我们都是祭司。
We are all priests.
我们都是门徒。
We are all disciples.
服侍主耶稣是我们的职责责任。
And to serve the Lord Jesus is our our job description and also our responsibility. So I say to those who are about to get baptized, you need to attend the Sunday worship, and you have to attend a Bible study,
有一个团契，跟弟兄姐妹有互动，有一个 fellowship。
You need a fellowship where you're interacting with brothers and sisters。
我找不到你们十字架在哪里啊
？Behind you。
哦，这个十字架啊，你们知道十字架什么意思吗
？And then the cross. Do you know what the meaning of the cross is？
那个指的是我们跟我们的神相交，跟耶稣相交，我们跟神的关系。
The vertical part is our relationship with God。
那横的呢
？And the horizontal part，
就是我们彼此 fellowship，
our fellowship with each other。
彼此交通 communication， 对不对
？Communication with each other。
很多很多的人啊，很酷，他到了教会都不跟谁坐下来，做完礼拜做少了，他很酷，对不对
？But a lot of people when they go to church are very cool. They don't really say anything to anyone else, and then they leave.
基督徒不可以很酷
，But Christians can't be cool.
要主动找人家讲话。
You have to take the initiative to share.
主动去关心别人
，and take the initiative to care for others.
我常常跟弟兄姐妹，你不可以说我的个性很内向。
I often say to brothers and sisters, you can't say that. Oh well, I'm very introverted.
你不相信不相信？四十年前我也很内向害羞的。
Can you believe that 40 years ago, I was actually very introverted.
可是我为了 fellowship 我。让神改变我啊
But for the purpose, for the sake of fellowship, I let God begin to change me.
然后你必须按照你的负担、你的恩赐，在教会服侍主。
And then according to your gifting and your calling to serve the Lord.
有一次我接到一个别的州的，就是在台湾别的地方的教会的牧师打电话给我。
I once received a call from a Taiwan pastor.
他说：“林牧师，谢谢你。
”He said, "Pastor Lin, thank you."
你们有两位弟兄来到我们的教会。
We have two brothers who came to us from your church.
马上可以做基督精兵。
And they could immediately become soldiers of Christ.
马上就可以做同工。
Could immediately begin to be co-workers.
所以耶稣在约翰福音四章三十六、三十七节，他这样说。
So in the Gospel of John chapter 4 verses 36 and 37, it says the following.
他说，做工的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的、收割的一同快乐。
This is 36. It says, "Even now the reaper draws his wages; even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together."
有一次我2007年来美国。
There was once back in 2007 when I first came to the United States.
我带领一些 OSU 博士班的学生。
I led some doctoral students, PhD students from Ohio State University.
带他们查经
to study the Bible.
在2008年那一年。
And then in 2008,
他们八个人同时离开，因为在 Ohio 找不到工作。我心里很难过，说哎呀，我辛苦栽培你们，结果你们都走了啊。
The next year, they all eight of them had to leave for the purpose of finding work, and I was actually kind of very sad after having invested a lot of time and effort to train them.
那你们还要我唱再相会？
And so now I have to go pass the torch yet again.
但是当我接到这个牧师的电话的时候
，But when I received this call from the pastor,
我就想起耶稣这句话。
I thought of this word from what Jesus said.
这个保罗在哥林前书。前书第三章这样子说
the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
他说亚波罗浇灌了
Apollo watered,
我栽种了
I planted,
唯有神能叫这个生命生长
but only God can bring growth.
我们要不断寻找拯救世上的灵魂
We have to continue to be searching and seeking for those who are lost.
这里说耶稣在加利利海边行走
Here it says in the scripture passage that we were looking at today that Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee. When we share the gospel, we need the eyes of Jesus.
他要看，他到处看人。
Everywhere he went, he would be looking at people.
可是我们发现很多人在看人，这是看什么呢？
But many people, when they're out, what are they looking at?
你有没有 LV?
Do you have...
你的衣服是什么牌子？
You know, what clothes are you wearing? Are you fashionable? But is that any way to share the gospel? We want to look for those who have a heart that hungers for God's truth.
我跟你讲，我们主耶稣他是最喜欢探访的。
I tell you that Jesus, he loved to go do visitation, go to people's homes. He went to whose home? Jairus's home.
到彼得的家,
to Peter's home.
到撒该的家,
to Zacchaeus' home.
他很喜欢去探望。
He loved to do visitation.
所以有人说牧师你很喜欢探望，我说 yes.
And so some people would say, well, Pastor, you really seem to love visitation. I would say yes.
因为我是有根据的。
Because I have a basis for that.
我根据我在追随耶稣,
oh, I'm following Jesus.
因为他很喜欢探访,
because he likes to do visitation.
所以你看那个马太福音28:19有两个很重要是 go 就是去。
So we see again in the Gospel of Matthew, the Great Commission, that's in chapter 28, where Jesus says, "Go and make disciples."
对，然后所以说我们传福音是要有行动。
So if we're going to preach the gospel, we have to have actions.
那我来到美国哈，发生一件事情。
When I came to America, I discovered something.
我就跟那个接我的执事问。
I spoke with a deacon in the church who received me.
这个奇怪，怎么周上都没有人在走路啊
？Why is it that no one's out on the street?
怎么看到汽车没有看到人呢
？I only see cars. I don't see any people.
因为我在台湾的时候，我站在路上，我就可以发单张。哎，信耶稣信，可是我在那里站半天，傻傻的，都是汽车，都跟每一个人招手。
But in Taiwan, I could stand on any street corner and just hand out tracts because it's all people everywhere. But when he came to America, he would stand on the street and all he would see are cars and he would just wave.
后来我去 supermarket.
And then after that, I'd realize, oh, I went to the supermarket.
那我看到黄皮肤的。
And then I saw the Chinese.
那我先英文说。
And then I would first say in English,
Are you Chinese?
Are you Chinese?
No, I am Japanese.
And he would say, 是日本人。
哎呀，我说那这个我哪里去找华人传福音啊？
And so then he said, Well, where do I go to find Chinese?
我现在每个礼拜六去那个 supermarket.
So now every Saturday I would go to the supermarket.
那如果我去华人超市，大概都是华人比较多。
And so if I went to the Chinese supermarket, then the majority were going to be Chinese.
我碰到一对夫妇。
And once I ran into this couple.
你好。
How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm a Korean.
对不起，我是韩国人。
所以呢，后来感谢主，后来我就呢，按照这个美国那个 Zico 嘛，邮递七号哈，我就在每一个 Zico 设立那个小组 cell group。
Okay, so, but anyways, in the church that he was pastoring, he started these fellowship groups, cell groups.
我们教会有小组，对不对？
And our church here has small groups, right?
然后说训练小组长。
And then I would train the leaders for the small groups.
然后我就告诉他。
And I would tell them,
你就是小牧师。
You're a small pastor.
啊，这十五个人就是你的羊。
And these 15 members are your sheep.
啊，你要照顾好哦。
You have to take good care of them.
我才给你糖果。
Only then I'll give you candy.
那个小组做什么？就是那个社区啊，很多的这个中国人啊，没有信耶稣，请他来参加小组聚会。
And so what do the small groups do? Well, one thing is to invite those who are not Christians to come to the group.
然后透过小组让他们进到教会。
And then through the small groups they can come to the church.
还有我们去大学跟这个学生传福音。
And then he would go to the university nearby to share the gospel.
在大学里面有中国学生的查经班。
And there at the university he had a Bible study for Chinese students.
每一年我们都会送这些访问学者还有这些就是毕业的学生回中国。
Every year we would send the visiting scholars and graduating students back to China.
我说我恭喜你。
And he would say, I congratulate you.
因为你回到中国。
Because you're going back to China.
或者你到别的城市。
Or to other city, another city.
你带着一个礼物。
And you're bringing a gift, a precious gift with you. And that's the Lord Jesus.
那个海关绝对找不到的。
And the customs agents can't find this.
因为他是在你心里。
Because he's in your heart.
所以我们要不断地传福音。
So we have to continually share the gospel.
第二，我们来看属灵领袖的薪火相传。
So now we need to talk about spiritual leaders passing the torch.
耶稣说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
Jesus said that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
这是小教会的现象。
And that's a common phenomenon in small churches.
所以我现在后来就是跟教会的执事还有每一个部门 我说你们写一个单子，你们需要哪些同工，开个单子出来。
So then he spoke to the deacons and to the leaders of each ministry in the church, and he said, how many co-workers do you need?
然后这个初信主的呢，我问他说，你有什么恩赐，你有什么感动负担？啊，你可以做什么服事？
Then he spoke with those who had just become believers, and he said, what gifts do you have? What kind of ministry are you interested in helping with?
我在2007年来美国。
In 2007, when I came to the United States.
我在那个中心锡安堂牧会。
I was at a certain church ministry.
把荣耀归给神哈。
And glory to God.
有很多教会去我们那边观摩。
Many churches sent people to come and look at what we were doing.
他对我说。你们有90%的人参加查不进。
Because we had 90% of our members attending Bible study.
90% 的人参加小组团契。
And 90% who were attending fellowship.
100% 的人，只要上去受洗都有服事。
And all the members of the church, as long as they were baptized, had ministry in the church.
所以非常的感谢赞美主。
So I really thank and praise the Lord.
那么，那他们开始过的教会生活。
And so we began to build this church life.
So we 不断的有一些信念的活动，开各种的课程。
And so we had these training activities and started all kinds of training classes.
啊，有人第一次做执事。
And someone who was becoming a deacon for the first time.
我特别跑到家去给他上课。
I went specifically to his home to teach him.
有一个姐妹打电话给我。
And a sister gave me a call.
她说我现在交了一个男朋友
and she said, oh, I have a boyfriend.
我马上就紧张起来
and I got nervous.
她说她是个天主教徒
he said he's Catholic.
May I marry with him?
Can I marry? Oh, what can you
do? 我说
no. I said,
她说为什么
well, she said, why?
我就花了一天时间写天主教是异端
and I said that to spend a day explaining why Roman Catholicism is
然后我就 email 给他
and then I emailed that to her
到晚上11:30
and then that evening at 11:30
林牧师我告诉你
Pastor Lin, I tell you
明天的约会取消他跟那个天主教徒的约会取消
oh, she said that she had canceled her date with this Roman Catholic
去年五月她结婚了
and last year in July she got married
她嫁给一个 pure Christian,
and she
就像她这样的基督徒。
she had married a true believer.
所以这个就是一个属灵领袖的一个栽培啊。
And so the training of spiritual leaders.
因为我开的课程是针对教会的需要。
I actually start classes that are specifically aimed at the needs of the church.
但是成全信徒就是我们要装备弟兄姐妹。
So to equip the saints, we are basically needing to train brothers and sisters.
所以我们看那个以弗所书第四章16节这样子说。
So if we look at Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16, it says the following.
他说这里有出来吗？好，我们一起来读了，好来。六的来，所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。好，在下面这个来，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，全身靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照个体的，便叫身体渐渐增长。在爱中建立，这个身体就是基督的身体，教会渐渐增长。因为我们人生哦，难免会遇到一些困难，人生会难免遇到一些困难。
So, we need to have the full, we need to be equipped and have the full armor of God to face all the various difficulties of life.
如果你在神的话，你有做到很好的装备。
And if we have a good equipping in God's word,
你就能够抵挡得住。
Then you are able to fend off the attacks of the enemy.
而且第十六节是说，我们按照各种的恩赐啊，我们彼此在教会配搭侍奉。
And so it says in chapter 4, verse 16, that we each according to our gifts are work together to build up the church.
你知道我在读书的时候，我的美术是 C 哈，是丙的，所以我很不会画图。
when he was studying art, he got a very just average grade of C. He's not necessarily gifted in that area.
可是我的女儿很会画图。
But his daughter is very good at drawing.
所以每次圣诞节要布置的时候，啊，我就请一些有这个美术恩赐的弟兄姐妹来布置教会。
So whenever it's Christmas time, he'll ask those brothers and sisters with this kind of artistic gift to decorate the church.
那每次有人受洗，我不知道这边的每一个教会不一样。我的教会是送一本圣经。
And whenever we have a baptism, our church, I'm not sure about other churches, but we always give the new believers a Bible.
这个是金编的。
And,
牛皮的。
It's a leather version with the gold gilding.
全台湾只有我们教会送金编牛皮，因为一本40块美金。
In all of Taiwan, our church is the only one that gives new believers
such an expensive Bible, $40. 对不对？
And then you have to write some words, of course, in the Bible.
我们教会里面写字最难看的，就是林天成牧师。
The person in our church with the worst calligraphy is myself.
所以我是叫那个写字很漂亮的弟兄姐妹来写字，我只要签个名，写个 TCL 这样就好了。
So he would ask those with really good calligraphy to write the words in the Bible and just sign his initials.
彼此帮助的。
So we each of us use our gifts to work together.
然后把这个教会建立起来。
And to build up the church.
然后我们看到主工人啊，传道牧师的薪火相传。
And now let's look at workers of the Lord passing the torch.
我为什么到这里来啊？
Why am I here?
因为你们没有牧师嘛。
Because you have no pastor.
对，我昨天学一个英文字叫 temporary.
Yesterday I learned a new English word, temporary.
我来美国发现北美很多的教会没有牧师。
When I came to North America, I discovered that many Chinese churches don't have pastors.
但是也有很多没有退休的牧师。年纪很小，就50岁以下，他们也找不到教会。
But there are also many Chinese pastors under the age of 50 who don't have a church to pastor.
有一本《生命季刊》，他们调查说，北美华人教会哈，平均一个牧师在教会只有两年到三年，这对北美华人教会是一个很不好的事情。
Life Quarterly, a Chinese Christian magazine, said that on average, the Chinese pastor is at a church for less than 3 years, which is very bad for the church.
在台湾，一个牧师在教会牧会十年到四十年。
In Taiwan, you'd have a pastor in a church for 10 to 40 years.
这个可能是北美教会需要去解决的。
And so this is an issue that the Chinese church in North America needs to resolve.
我想做牧师不是说你去读神学院出来就是牧师。
To be a pastor doesn't mean you go to seminary, you graduate, and then you're a pastor.
你必须要有主耶稣的呼召。
You need to be called by the Lord.
耶稣看见弟兄二人。
When Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw these two brothers,
彼得、约翰。
Peter and Andrew.
然后呢？哦，这个彼得、安德烈啊，这对兄弟。
Yeah, Peter and Andrew.、Mm-hmm.
那我的名字就叫安德烈。
My name is Andrew. His name.
可是我没有哥哥叫彼得哈。
But I don't have a brother named Peter.
然后有约翰跟雅各。
And then he saw, James and John.
耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我。
”And he said, "Come, follow me."
我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
I'm going to teach you to be fishers of men.
意思就是说，我要叫你们得人的灵魂，好像你们捕鱼那样。
Meaning that he wants them to win people to faith in the Lord in the same way that they would try to catch fish.
然后十二个使徒跟随耶稣三年半。
And the 12 disciples followed Jesus for 3.5 years.
学习传福音。
They learned to preach the gospel.
听耶稣的教导。
To listen to the teaching of Jesus.
耶稣给他们医病赶鬼的恩赐。
The Lord gave them healing gifts and gifts of driving out demons.
他们学习探访跟关怀
and they learned how to do visitation and take care of people's needs.
有一次我们那个他知道我要跟我一个 学校我们神学院每年 考试的都有 interview 叫口试哈。
Yeah, so for our seminary they would always have an interview before accepting students.
那 有一个他去口试的时候那个教授问他你为什么来考神学院
and so one of the professors who was doing the interview said, well, why do you want to come and study at seminary?
因为我老婆叫我来考的。
Because my wife wants me to come and study.
那教授说， 好，谢谢，你以后再来，没有被录取。
And then the professor would say, thanks, maybe you can try again later. You're not going to be.
不是耶稣呼召你的。
So it wasn't the Lord Jesus who called you.
我说你不是，你那时候没有老婆，他应该是耶稣呼召，他是不是？啊，所以保罗哈，保罗在每一封书信，他都非常强调耶稣基督的仆人。
And so Paul, he emphasized that he is a servant of the Lord Jesus.
他为什么这么强调这个？
Why did he emphasize that so much?
他说我做使徒。
I am an apostle.
我做神的仆人。
I am a servant of God.
我做牧师。
I'm a pastor.
不是我爸爸叫我做的。
It wasn't my father who told me to do that.
不是教会叫我做的。
It wasn't the church that told me to do that.
耶稣基督叫我做的。
It was the Lord Jesus who.
所以他在加拉太书一章一节他这样子说。
So here we see in the book of Galatians chapter 1 verse 1.
做使徒的保罗不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督，已叫他从死里复活的父神。
Paul, an apostle, sent not from men nor by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead.
感谢主，我到现在。
And thank the Lord until this moment.
我一直相信一件事情。
I believe one thing.
我常常在祷告的时候。
When I'm praying,
我说主耶稣。
I say, Lord Jesus,
你既然呼召我,
because you called me,
你拣选我,
you chose me,
你就负我一生的责任,
you will take responsibility for me my whole life,
这一生不会缺乏,
and I won't need or lack for anything.
The Lord will provide. Right,
yes, the Lord will provide.
所以我们要一个培养工人的一个过程。
So there's a process of cultivating workers for the Lord.
上帝跟摩西说
God said to Moses,
说耶稣亚是有神的灵
Joshua has the spirit of God.
所以你要拣选他
So you need to choose him.
所以摩西在尼波山上死了
So when Moses died on Mount Nebo,
因为他是在基磐石出水这件事情上发脾气
Oh, so because he had...become angry at the rock of Meribah.
神说你在以色列的面前啊啊没有尊重我。
God said that you did not respect me or honor me before the people of Israel.
有一次我要生气。
Because, oh, so he once was very angry.
然后师母跟我说。
And then my wife said to me,
哦，你在上帝面前你不尊重上帝哦。
Before the Lord, you're not honoring God.
从此以后不敢在他面前生气。
And from that time,
他每次用这句话来威胁我。
So from that time, I didn't dare to get angry in her presence. She used that to kind of.
神拣选耶稣亚。
But God chose Joshua.
继续带领以色列人过约旦河。
To continue to lead the Israelite people across the Jordan River.
进入牛奶移民之地。
And into the land of flowing with milk and honey.
以利亚要被召到天上的时候
，When Elijah was to be taken up into heaven,
神叫他拣选以利沙。
God had him first choose Elisha.
保罗啊，三次旅行布道，拣选了很多人，训练很多人。
When Paul did his three missionary journeys, he trained many co-workers.
所以提摩太他是以弗所教会的牧师。
Timothy became pastor of the church in Ephesus.
那么提多是克里特岛，现在在叫做克里特岛的牧师。
And Titus was head of the church in Crete.
所以我想，一个弟兄姐妹到底有没有神呼召，有没有恩赐啊？将来出来牧会，这里应该有说弟兄姐妹只是长老同工的印证。
So if a brother or sister in the church is to step out into full-time ministry, they need the confirmation of the leaders of the church.
你看到这个弟兄，这个我他家的祷告会、查经团契、各种的服事，啊，那么弟兄姐妹看到，哎，这个是有牧会恩赐哈。我是两个宣教士跟我说，天成，你要不要奉献出来做传道人？
So when you see a certain member of the church and they're very zealous in attending Bible study and prayer meeting and doing ministry, and you gradually see that they have this gift of pastoral ministry, then you have confidence to call them out. When I first entered ministry, there was a pastor in my church who said to me,
因为我从来没有讲过道。
I had never preached before.
那有一次我们的传道人，他宣教士，他是个医生。
But once the missionary at our church, he was a doctor, missionary doctor.
但有一次他要讲道前十分钟接到一通电话。
But once, as he was about to preach, just 10 minutes before he began to preach,
因为他是妇产科医生。
He was actually an obstetrician.
他打电话说，护士说有一个太太快要生了。
And someone on the phone said, oh, there's a woman here about to give birth.
他不能说你等我讲完道我再去接生可以不可以，他不能这样啊。
So he couldn't say, well, just wait till I finish this sermon and then I'll go help.
所以我儿子跟我说，我如果做医生不要做妇产科医生。
So then he said, if you want to be a doctor, better not to be an obstetrician.
他就说啊，听你可以不可以替我讲道。
And so he said to Pastor Lin, look, can you preach for me today?
我说吓死了，我从来没有讲过道，我是会还勉强可以。
I was scared half to death. I mean, I could lead the worship maybe, but to preach?
所以他们在唱两首诗歌，而且每一首都唱四节，唱得满满的。
So they,
让准备讲道。
They sang two hymns and all the verses to give him time to prepare a message.
我生命中第一次讲道。
That was the first time in my life that I preached.
你知道什么？手弹琵琶脚弹琴什么意思啊？花朵啊！
Someone who plays the lyre trying to play the piano.
第一次讲到手弹琵琶脚弹琴就这样。
Someone who's used to playing the lyre trying to play the piano. He was preaching for him the first time. It was just like that.
所以说他是需要印证，也得到教会的祝福，看到他有这个牧会的恩赐。
So this kind of calling has to be confirmed by the church, and it has to be evident from.This person's ministry in the church. So I want to say that here in North America, there are some Chinese churches. And there are some, in those churches, there are brothers and sisters who have gone to seminary to study.
And
when they finish, because they go when later in life, they're already in their 50s.
我自己的经验要牧会二十年才可以好好的被神使用。
My own experience, I found that most people need 20 years of pastoral ministry before they're really in a place where they can be used by God.
所以我最后要讲，教会在这三方面要薪火相传。
So I want to say again that the church has to pass the torch in these three different areas.
一个是，你们还记得吗？第一个是门徒。薪火相传。
So the first is for the disciples to pass the torch.
这是要带领人信主。
So lead people to Jesus.
第二个是教会领袖，包括长老、执事、同工、小组长的这个薪火相传。
And the second is for the spiritual leaders in the church to pass the torch, such as the elders and the deacons and the fellowship leaders.
第三个是牧师传道的薪火相传。
And then the third is for the pastors and preachers in the church to pass the torch.
439首。
So let's sing this hymn together.